Get ready, all you movie fans. The 74th Annual Academy Awards, also known as the Oscars, will be coming soon to a television near you. On March 24, 2002, movie stars and fans will be waiting in suspense to see who will take home the evening's favorite man, Oscar.
We have known who the lucky nominees are since they were announced on February 12th. Now everyone, from the movie critic to the average moviegoer, can participate in Oscar fever by trying to predict who the winners might be.
The Academy Awards celebrate the best and brightest talents in the movie industry. It is a night when people in all areas of filmmaking are rewarded for their hard work and creativity. With the combination of glamour, fame, and live television, it is no wonder the night provides such great entertainment.
This year will mark the 74th anniversary of the Oscars. The first ceremony, on May 16, 1929, was a private dinner in a dining hall of the Roosevelt Hotel. The tickets were $10 U.S., and fewer than 250 people attended that evening.
Public interest in the awards that year ensured that the next year's ceremonies would be broadcast live over the radio. Since that time, the Oscars have come a long way. The awards are now watched on television by millions of viewers in over 100 different countries.
This year, the event will be held in the brand new Kodak Theater. This new theater promises to be a beautiful and elegant sight, suitable for the Hollywood royalty that will be attending. The Kodak Theater will also be perfect for another important part of the ceremony, the red carpet. This is where famous celebrities make their grand entrances.
The Oscar ceremonies would not be complete without the traditional red carpet entrance. With big smiles and even bigger diamonds, celebrities parade down the red carpet showing off their expensive gowns for the photographers and fans.
During this time, gossip columnists crowd around celebrities to report on who arrived with who and who looks the best. Women such as Julia Roberts and Gwyneth Paltrow usually charm fashion critics with their wonderful gowns and flawless style. However, there are always individuals whose wild personalities prompt them to make outrageous and often scary fashion choices. Cher is frequently one of the wildest.
After the last award is handed out, the guests go to the many parties held in Hollywood. Some of these parties, like the one held by Elton John, raise money for AIDS charities and are always well attended. At these exclusive parties, the guests celebrate the evening, movies, and a little golden statuette known as Oscar.